We are about to start Mishin Lamed Ches, and we will be doing the first Sif. Sif Aleph Hashmos Kol Bekli Shir Oser. It is Oser to go and make noise with a musical instrument. The reason being, this is a gzera that you're going to come and be metakein a Kli Shir on Shabbos. Now the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that it says Kli Shir, a musical instrument, is Lav Dafka. You're not allowed to make noise even with your hands by clapping, we'll see later. It means if you're doing it for the sake of making noise, derech simcha or shir, it is aser. Whereas, what if you're clapping for the sake of trying to get a child to calm a child so that the child will fall asleep? The halachi is that it's mutter derech shinui, dafka derech shinui. The Mishnah Berurah says what happens, apparently this was something people did, they used to have some kind of vessel that had holes in it. They used to fill it with water, and it was falling onto a metal surface, and it was making noises as it fell. And it made a very pleasant noise. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it is aser. If you're doing it for the sake of someone who is ill so that he'll fall asleep, he is mater. As far as doing it to wake someone up who is sleeping, so he says that that's also mutter, because then you're going to do it in a way that is making a very loud noise and not an especially sweet one, and it'll have no shaychus to a kli shir. Says the Mechaber, Avalahakesh la'delas v'kiyosub zekesheno derech shir mutter. Simply to bang on someone's door where it's not derech shir, the Mechaber holds that there is no problem. In fact, according to the Mechaber, you're even allowed to use a keli. You can take a hammer and knock on the door. Now, the Gra brings the Yerushalmi, who says you shouldn't even knock on the door with your fingers. The minig is to be makel. According to everybody, it'll be mutter derech shinui. Says the Ramona, Hagot. V'chein, im lo ovid maise shori. If you're not doing anything, it's mutter. L'chein, elu shekorim l'chavreim u'mitzavzefim b'fiyim k'mo tzipor, mutter la'asoso b'shabbos. The only issur is doing it with the rest of your body, whereas if you're singing or talking, that's mutter. You're therefore allowed to make bird-like noises in order to get someone's attention. You're not allowed to use the door knocker. Even though you have no kavana for shir, to use a kli hamiyuchid for making noise is also, even though your kavana is not lishir. Therefore, the shamas cannot use the door knocker to wake people up. Elamaka biyodo ala delas. He knocks on the door with his hands. So the Mishnah Berurah brings that in a kli amiyuchud, we're always gozer that you'll be mechaven l'shir. As a result of it, the Taz wants to say that the pamonim of a sefer Torah, where they have rings on, where they have little bells on them, and sometimes the parochas has bells on it, the Taz in Yoredeya says that it is osur. Because that's a kli amiyuchid, and a kli amiyuchid, there is no heter. The shach there is matir, because he says l'tzorach mitzvah, it's mutter. What's the mitzvah? That people will hear the psichas aron kodesh, or the sefer Torah, and they'll stand up. Now, this is different than the case of the shamish, where it's also l'dvar mitzvah, and yet it says he shouldn't use a kli when he wakes people up for davening. That's because he can knock on the door without a kli. The Mishnah Berurah brings that the Shari Ephraim is machmir, but those who are mekel ain limchos. That's as far as he goes. Now, how about opening a door if you have a bell on it? We're talking that where the door, every time you open the door, it makes noise. People don't go and hang these things up. Where it's an eino miskaven. So lemaisa, the gra asers in all cases where it's miyuchid for it. And therefore, according to the Gra, you should take off the bells from the door. With the tzorech mitzvah, there's still a heter. Mishnah Berurah mentions that there are some places that the shamash has a special keli that he bangs on doors with, a special keli for banging on doors on Shabbos. It's miyuchid for Shabbos, a silver one. Now, how about the gabai banging on a shtender to announce something? So he says that that's mutter, as long as he doesn't use a kli. Places that have a mechanical doorbell, where you pull a bell and it makes noise that they're going to open up the door, so it's us to use it. What happens if it's the only way to get into the place that you're staying, and otherwise you're going to have to sleep on the street and you probably aren't going to sleep? So the Mishtabur there says that you can be Megalei Yedei Shinui.